The Lord be with you.
And with
your A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
The disciples of Jesus recounted what had taken place along the way and how they had come to recognize him in the breaking of the bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified, as though they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous with joy and were amazed, he said to them, "Have you anything to eat?" They gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. He said to them, "These are the words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about the law of Moses and in the prophets and Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to the scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses to these things." The Gospel of the Lord. I don't know about you, but I think it's been a pretty tough week so far for the apostles. They saw their Lord crucified. Someone's going around starting this rumor that they've seen him. They just don't know. And I'm not sure if they got it either. They finally saw him. They go, "Oh, that's what you meant. That's what you said." Here it is, over 2,000 years later. And I'm not sure if I get it still. I didn't see him rise. I didn't see him afterwards. And yet, there's something in me. There's this faith that says, even though you weren't there, even though you did not see Jesus walking on the earth, you still believe. I do. It's interesting in this day and age. It's been 2,000 years since our Lord walked the earth. Not everyone believes. Even those who believe have that little bit of doubt kind of hiding back there in the back of the neck. They're not always sure that Jesus rose from the dead. But he did. He did to me. I can't say that he did for you because I can only talk about what I believe. Those moments of my life where I have seen Christ, maybe not physically, but spiritually, I felt his presence. I've seen him in the actions of others. I've seen him when I pray. I see him when I'm distressed, when I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do. Jesus comes along to me and goes, "It's okay. I'm here." Like the disciples in yesterday's reading on the road to Emmaus. Sometimes Jesus is right next to you and you're going along doing your thing. You don't even recognize him. And yet there he is, right there with you, helping you on that very moment that you needed it. And you're not even sure that he was there. What a God we have. helps us when we recognize His presence, helps us through others, helps us each and every day of our life, not only in those times where we see and feel His presence, but in those times of doubt, for He is always with us.